النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi' al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaa.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabihit tuja wa a'lamit tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, his select, his party, the case of his knowledge, his argument, his path, his light, his proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's great to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we're talking about the dialogues of Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam. There's an interesting dialogue between Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam and one of his companions by the name of Al-Himyari. So, in this conversation between Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam and the companion, The companion, Al-Himyari, he asked Imam Hadi alayhi salam about some contradictory traditions that they were coming across. Now, you have to keep in mind these traditions are coming from the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and even perhaps the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so this is from the time of the Holy Prophet, and of course 9 infallible Imams have come and gone. And here Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam is the 10th divinely appointed Imam. So there are quite a few traditions that are in amongst the community and amongst the scholars. And so there is a high chance that there were some traditions that were contradictory with one another. And of course, you know, one imam said things in a certain manner, and another imam, perhaps because of the time and age and the circumstances, said something in a different manner. And sometimes these different manners of saying the same thing confused the people. So, meaning it's not necessary that they were, you know, direct and open contradictions with one another. But still the question came up, and Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam replied that one who holds on to the head, the fountain head of a spring, their affairs will not be confused, because that individual who holds on to the fountain head of the spring will come out white and pure. And so Imam Hadi alayhi salam here, he was talking about how a person who associates with the Imam alayhi salam directly, nothing will become confused for that person, because they are taking the facts and knowledge and wisdom from the origin and the source. But the companion Al-Himyari, he kind of still had questions. And so he then asked Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, how can we get to the fountainhead, because it is blocked and there is an obstacle between us and the fountainhead? And so here Al-Himyari was saying that because it was difficult for people to contact the Imam and be directly in contact with Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, of course, due to the political pressure and, you know, the severe punishment that the government of the time, the Abbasid caliphs, were placing upon the Shia, it was difficult to be able to contact the Imam. But Imam Al-Hadi alayhi salam, he said something in return, which is interesting, saying that the truth is available for whoever sincerely seeks it. An interesting conversation again, though. We kind of want to stick to the fact that we should be familiar with the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We should be familiar with the traditions of the Imams alayhimus salam. Of course, there are so many thousands of traditions that if we were to implement all those traditions which are not contradictory, meaning traditions which are very clear in what they say, and traditions which have no confusion and no, you know, they're absolutely clear. If we just followed those traditions, it would take a whole lifetime to implement them. And if we were to implement even those traditions, then we would be living in a a society which was close to being perfect. So what I'm trying to say is that even if there are some obscure traditions, some confusing traditions, some seemingly superficially contradictory traditions, we shouldn't dwell on them. There are more than enough traditions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that can provide safety and refuge and safe haven and salvation to humanity that we don't need to worry about those others. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi alayhi as-salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.